Falcon fans, Falcon fans, Falcon fans, and of course, good old Falcon fans. We are back. Episode 193. Shut up, ESPN. I had enough of you. Episode 193. Beautiful day. Falcon fans talking Falcons football on a Falcons Friday. T Will.
Let's do it.
Back with us in less than 24 hours later. Back on the job, T. Will.
Let's do it. Falcons Friday, and boy, do we have a lot to cover from last night.
They had to do it on – they had to put the draft on a Thursday because they knew that our breakfast with One Time for the Fan shows are on Friday morning.
That's what it did. That's what, and they knew you threw the 80 on the run, man. That's, you know,
we're going to discuss that tonight.
You know, talk today. Talk about it. That's what I'm saying.
Long night yesterday here at One Time for the Fan.
Yes, sir.
As we did our 4.5 hour podcast.
Yep. It was fun, though.
It was fun. It was fun. And I want to say big shout out to all the Falcon fans that stopped by, all the Falcon fans here in the chat, all the Falcon fans from YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, wherever they showed up from, Falcon groups. Hey, thank you.
Big ups.
We kept it rolling last night to a point where when that reaction came up of the Falcons, the chat started going crazy.
Yo, Bodie's reaction was priceless.
Live reactions are always good.
It was priceless. Oh my God. It was, oh wow.
Oh my gosh. And the chat is live and lit this morning. Oh, here's a good thing, Terry. The West Coast, the sun is up on the West Coast, so our West Coast crew is here.
It is. It is. Hey, you got up and had to walk out.
I always get up and walk out.
Nah, bro. You got up and was like, whatever.
I had to regather my thoughts.
Yes, you did.
Because I wasn't selected. Falcon fans, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Apple's on Amazon. I'm about to say Apple's on.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
Jeff. What is going on this morning, Falcon fans?
I would agree, Jeff. I would agree. Okay.
Thank you for that. Terry, how are you doing? Let's go to you first. How are you doing, sir?
Man, I tell you what, boy, my Falcons keep it interesting, don't they? Like, bro, I mean, it's hilarious. It's not hilarious, but it is hilarious. And what's hilarious about it is you and I talked about this. The panel talked about it last night, and it was like I mentioned it to Kerry almost on a dare, like, what's the one thing if the Falcons would do that you would be kind of a head scratcher? And she goes, we all were like, yeah, you know, the quarterback. And the very thing that we thought couldn't happen, happened, which is bananas. It's definitely a plot twist, but it's bananas, right? It's let me tell you something. I love it. I love it, Dwayne. I love it. And I'm still going to say pause. But.
And also, oh, my gosh. Not this again. Falcon fans that wasn't here last night, there's a I will go over that. It's just Gary, a lot, but what you see on the screen, there's a couple words that Kerry loved saying last night. I said I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. I don't care if we win 10 Super Bowl rings with this young man. I'm not saying what you see right there on I don't know. But we had a good time laughing at it last night with Kerry. Kerry was just rolling.
Oh, man. He was great.
It was great.
Was great. Bodie was great. God, his reaction was priceless. But no, in all seriousness, this is either going to be a move that is going to be great, and we're going to talk about it for years, or it's going to get Terry Fontenot fired. There's no ambiguity with this move. There is look. You went for it, and that's the only way I can look at it. This is a move where you're saying, okay, hey, we have Kirk Cousins, and I know and I appreciate it, but two things. One, he's 36 coming off an Achilles. I'd like some assurances. And two, we need our quarterback of the future. And maybe, and I'm watching ESPN this morning, maybe we were so scarred from the Mariota and Ritter years that we just wanted some assurances that said, look, we got to have competent quarterback play. right? And you know, hey, they went out and did it. But my only concern is how it's going to be received and how we navigate going forward, right? Because every NFL locker room could not wither this move. There are some, and we'll see if the Falcons are one of them, but every NFL locker room could not wither this room. And when I say that, I mean in a situation where you have really two capable quarterbacks, it's human nature that one set of guys are going to gravitate to one and another set of guys are going to gravitate to another. Jack, we talk about this all the time. You said, look, man, even in the draft, whoever you're going to pick, you're not going to make everybody happy. You know,
you can put a million Falcon fans in the room and ask them, are you guys Falcon fans? Everybody's going to put their hand up.
Put their hands up. Ask them,
do you like the pick? Step to the right. Do you, if we hate the pick, step to the left. And here comes the divide.
There you go. There you go.
So it's going to happen anywhere you do. It could have been Dallas Turner. It could have been with Latu. It could have been with Joe. It could have been with any player. Right. The Falcons selected last night. But quickly, before we get back into the Michael Penix, I want to give a shout out to everybody who stopped by the podcast last
night. Yes.
Right. 4.5 hour podcasts are like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like you just, you do it off of a fly knowing that it's going to be this long.
Yep.
But to have the people on the podcast with you there for 4.5 hours or for the time that they're there, it's major because
it is.
People are taking the time out of the day to come talk football.
Yeah. It makes it better though.
It does make it better, make it much better. Like, let's go to this quickly, right? So I want fans, because a lot of fans probably wasn't here last night, right? So quickly, do a quick recap, because, you know, we love talking Falcons football. Hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Amazon Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast. One time for the fan, man. We're rounding the corner to 1,000 subscribers. It takes all of us, you know what I'm saying? So let's get there, right? So quickly, last night, we were lit as a mug. April Showers stopped in as soon as the show started. You see April Showers, Atlanta Falcons fan of the year. Of course, Alessandro, international fan of the year from Germany, was there too as well. As soon as the show started, we went straight to April Showers, right? So they're out there having a good time, right? And then from there, my boy, the Falconator, Vinny, he's out there in the circle, right? He's out there. And great audio too as well from April and Vinny, because they're out there in the draft circle where it's kind of loud. So the noise and the interference and everything. Matter of fact, let me block this stuff from the screen. I don't want to make sure.
Didn't April hand something to the commissioner?
Yeah, she said she was handing the jersey to the commissioner that's supposed to be given to the player. I don't know if that was shown on camera, but you know, I mean, you're front row of the player circle, and she's the fan of the year, so I'm guessing, you know. She probably did. But big shout out to April Showers because, you know, she's a diehard Atlanta Falcon fan. You know, fans have seen her across the bins a couple times and, of course, on the road. Then we went to my boy Vinny, man. Vinny's out there. He's lit. My boy, they got Eric Rogers right there from the Dirty Bird Nest. A lot of y'all know Eric, too, as well. Got a chance to head over there to Jabri, right? So Jabri was down there at the bins. Archangel was down there at the bins chopping up with us. This is all in the first 15 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah.
We went straight to these Falcon fans who are at these locations giving us updates, right? And then, of course, Kerry joined us for, which was supposed to be 20 minutes. It turned into 2.5 hours.
That was, no, Jack, it was more like three, wasn't it? Like she was
almost close to three.
Yeah, she was with us for the long haul. She was.
Big shout out to Kerry. Diehard Atlanta Falcon fan and Manchester City, my sister. Then they go my boy Bodie. Then Bodie popped in. The real special guest of the night.
Bodie!
The celebrity.
Big Low
Country popped in too.
Big Low.
And this is all within, you know, the first hour and some change, you know. And of course, Where's he at? And then it got real. It got real when good old Scott Kirsty jumped in.
What's up, Scott?
Scott Kirsty was there for the rest of the show. And as you can see, I walked out. That's my reaction. So I don't know. You want to go back to it? Let me see.
No, let's go to Bodie's reaction.
I mean, Bodie's shaking his head right now. I mean, look at the screen. I mean, he's... Nah,
I'm talking
hold
about
on, I can try to get like, back here.
Oh, my God. What he's like... Yo.
Here it is. All right. So this is the reaction from last night, right? I'm looking down at my phone because Bodie just, he's showing the pick now, right? And I look at the tweet and I'm not upset, right? I'm just preparing my thoughts because I wasn't called. I keep talking about this shit. If there's going to be a quarterback selected in this draft for the Atlanta Falcons, it was going to be Jack Spade. I kept talking about this shit. I throw eight on the run. I got to play. I don't know why. I don't know what they didn't see. What didn't they see in me that they see Michael Penix? That's why I'm upset, right? So I look down at the tweet, and the tweet is real. The tweet is real. I know it's real because I can confirm it's real. I'm looking down. I'm like, I have to take it in. I have to.
You had to shake it off.
This is what they're about to do. Mm. And I'm, as you can see, I'm leaning back. Bodie's right there. He's shaking his head. Carrie got. She's doing the. You know, we just lost an Avenger. Look. Scott's already on his mind, prepared to say, "I had this on one of my mocks." You know, I had this kind of written down already, and then Scott's ready to grade. You know, Michael Penix too as well. He's ready to put the grade out of what he thinks. But I'm just sitting there gathering my thoughts. That's all I'm doing. I'm ready to, you know, go back and start talking about the Falcons, but I have to know that this is about to be real. And then they announced the pick. Mm. And that's when I get up and I walk to the other room. First, I started doing the air punches. I was going to do the Cuba Gooding Jr. from Boys in the Hood. Like, know that one? I wanted to do that one, but I settled for just the regular basic air punches, right? And I get up and I'm just thinking, and I'm thinking about
it. You had to take a walk. You had to take a walk.
Had to take a walk.
I hear you.
Yep. Had to remember who I am.
I hear
why
you.
I do this.
I hear you.
And Terry, you're having a great time over there. You're just getting on everybody. You laughing,
bro.
You knew it was gonna happen. You felt bro. It.
Bro, I couldn't do anything but laugh, man, because it was it's not funny, but it's kind of funny that the first thing Carrie and I talked about was, so what is the one move? Like, bro, that's hilarious. I mean, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny. What's like, you and I did that. We discussed it yesterday. No, my bad. The day before yesterday, and we were like, and we both agreed quarterback in the first round. And then that's like that dude, you got to see the humor in it.
Eric Parker jumps in.
My brother.
He's loving it because he called. I know Eric Parker. I know Eric Parker very well. Terry, you know him better than me. Eric Parker called Michael Penix almost 3 months ago.
He did. We argued about it. Oh, my God.
Me and Eric Parker went back and forth multiple times. You know, Eric Parker is not one to argue with at times. But yes.
You say, I want to argue when? He's not one to argue with you.
I mean, I told Eric Parker, I said, at 8, I said, bro, you're going to have to convince me about this. I don't know how. He's like, bro, I'm telling you.
He's not one to argue with me. Hey, call up some of our cousins and ask him if he's not one to argue. Whatever. Oh, my God. We went back and forth. He and I probably had 4 conversations about it. And the reason I'm dreading the conversation is because I was like, are you serious? Did you see that Michigan game? Like, I went in. And to think that 3 or 4 months later, like, my brother was right. Oh, my. I'm going to have to hear about this for like a year. Literally, a year. I'm just going to. And he's just going to save it for times when we argue about other stuff. He's just going to pull it out. You know what I mean? Like a weapon.
Shout out Yuri as well for checking in from Detroit after the draft.
What's up, Yuri? Appreciate it.
This is great, Falcon fan. So once again, shout out to everybody who showed up last night. Terry, thank you too as well. 4.5 hours. You have a lot going on over there. Bodie has a lot going on. Carrie, Scott, ourselves, everybody who checked in. You know, they live their lives, man, you know, but they took the time out of their day to come talk with One Time for the Fan and you all in the chat. And for those that's listening and watching, it's just a good feeling, you know, and we have some more special guests that's going to be joining us in a matter of podcast. So just, you know, hit that like, share and subscribe button. But in a matter of hours, we're back up talking about the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Right. So it really shows that for those that's here for the first podcast or second podcast, that this shit is real, man. This shit is real. For those who've been with us since day one, you know how we feel about this team. And a lot of you know, media is covering what the Falcons did last night because it was somewhat of a shock, right, to a lot of fans. And then social media erupted. Oh, I mean, social media went ballistic.
It broke the internet.
It damn near broke the internet of the draft within the first hour.
Commercial. It broke the internet. What's up, Dex? Okay, I see you.
And fans in the chat here are live and lit. Hit that like, share, and subscribe. But Falcon fans talking Falcons football on a Falcons Friday. Terry?
Honestly, I think the premise of this show needs to be, you know, fans, express your opinion, right? Because we have to talk about this. Like, it's the elephant in the room. There's no getting around it. We have to talk about this. We have to talk about this. I think in some regards, it's a great move because it assures that you do have a succession plan, but it is all about the execution and how we do this. You know, because there are some potential pitfalls, you know. So, you know, it's look, Terry does what Terry does. And one thing I'll say about him, one thing nobody can say about him, he is true to himself and how he feels about a player. Like, that is evident. That's obvious.
The Terry board, as we kept saying last night.
Absolutely. And you know, after seeing the press conference last night, I could see the logic behind it, right? I could see, okay, well, we felt like, you know, next year we might not be as high, and we probably won't. If we win the division, we won't be as high. We might not be in this position to reach a quarterback of this magnitude again. And from that perspective, I get it. Now, the argument that you can make is, well, could you have traded back? And from what I'm told, and I believe you and I discussed this, or we talked about it in the chat, there were rumors that the Saints, Broncos, and others were trying to trade.
He would have never made it past that 10, 11, 12, 13
spot. Yeah.
So I wouldn't consider a reach for many when there were teams that were getting ready to make moves on Michael Penix. I think the shock factor in this is fans had their eggs in one basket on a set of players, and they were edge rushers, not quarterback. But we talked about this on the channel. Matter of fact, let's go. Oh, shit. One time for the fan. Let's go back to when, before we got Kirk Cousins, when I kept saying how many teams need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And how many quarterbacks were available.
Yeah.
Look at Bo Nix and where he was drafted.
Holy crap.
Bro.
That's amazing.
The Falcons
made a decision. That's six. Was it six or seven in the first?
It was six.
That's
the Falcons made a decision to go and get a quarterback for the future. A lot of season ticket holders here in the chat heard the call from Raheem on Wednesday. I was listening to the call too as well. I'm glad they did that interview too now because we used that as a talking point last night. When Raheem said on the call to the season ticket holders that you're going to draft a quarterback at some point. We went on the podcast an hour later. We mentioned from what Raheem said, at some point, not 24 hours later with the first pick, maybe with the eighth pick.
Yeah.
That's what's the surprising part too. That's the shock factor. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because some fans are saying, man, why do we do this after we went after Kurt?
Yeah.
You have the fans that are saying, Kurt might not be ready going forward to week one, and it's an insurance pick, and the Falcons are looking for their future. I mean, look at right here on First Take. Did Falcons make mistake drafting Michael Penix eighth overall? What I'm telling y'all, when it gets to camp, the amount of media that's going to be out there covering this shit.
Yeah.
And Falcon fans, here's another big shock factor. We've never been through this shit before.
No, we haven't. So
this is your first time getting a real look at what the Browns have been through, or maybe what the Texans have been through, maybe what the Chargers have been through, what the Colts have been like. There's other teams in the NFL that's been through this, right? So you might have to have a little sit down with some of those fans and find out how they went through it so we can deal with it. But this is new to some of us. Matt Ryan kept us feeling good for so many years.
He did.
And then the downfall of just Mariota and then Ritter and then, of course, the situation with you know, him and Heineke last year. And it's like now they go get Kurt. And they go draft the quarterback, and Falcon fans are like, wait, hold on. How does this work again?
Yeah.
But now you got three QBs in the room, but guess what? There's a day two people. There's a day three people. So let's let everything pan out. Terry, I'm not going to spend a whole hour here. I have to golf in a minute. I'm not going to get upset. So I'm not going to spend a whole hour bashing Michael Penix or bashing the fan base who's mad at Michael Penix. Man, mm-hmm. Michael Penix is a Falcon, bro. What do you want me to do about it? Right?
No, I get it. I get it. And look, I'm all about the name on the front of the chest. Michael Penix is a Falcon. Let's go. But we would be remiss, Jack, if we did not discuss both sides of it, right?
That's true.
Look, people want to talk about it this morning. We have to give them that platform. This is not, to your point, we've never had this. Been in existence for 50 years. We've never had this. This is not an everyday conventional situation. So, you know, I mean, hey, we got to talk about it. And look, I think Kirk will be okay. One thing about Kirk, he reached out to Penix last night. I think he's a leader. I think Raheem is a leader. But what's going to be the challenge, and, you know, Jack, you know this, this is Atlanta, right? We already have a very divisive fan base, right? Look, we got to be together in that locker room. We got to be together in that locker room. We got to be united in that locker room. We got to be one band, one sound, on the same page, clear message.
That's big shout out
in that locker room in order for this to work.
Big shout out to Chase from DFU. They were screaming too as well last night. I went live. I was on vacation and Chase was live and I was in the comment section chatting up, and I put the comment up there. I said, if the Falcons go quarterback at 8, it's definitely Jack Spade. I'm waiting on the call. So you screenshot that. And of course the Falcons went quarterback at 8, but it wasn't Jack Spade. And I'm upset.
Eddie on the run.
Upset. That's the only reason why I'm upset, because if it was a quarterback, it could have been me. And you don't have to pay me that much, you know? And I got this one signature throw that happens at like random points in the game.
Is it three quarters or is it sidearm, your signature throw? Or is it
I was running out of bounds, so it's more like
okay.
It's one of those get up there.
You're running on the right side or the left? The right side.
I was running to the right.
Okay.
Michael was in the chat. He said, this is a great pick. Cousins will be 37 when the season starts. Falcon fans in the chat, how do y'all feel? Did the Falcons make the right pick with Michael Penix? We're going to go through the comments right now. I want to hear y'all opinion. Even if y'all are listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whenever y'all want to comment or send your comments over or email, however, I don't know. I want to know what y'all think about the Michael Penix selection, because there were a lot of fans that were gassed up on just the edge rushers and the cornerbacks and the defense. And I understand that, because this is a shocker for me too, as well.
Yep.
Because I do support the Falcons. I do rock with the organization. I love what they do. And I'm going to be here this year, next year, year after that, when Cousins is gone, when Penix is the quarterback, years after that, I'm still going to be a diehard Atlanta Falcon fan, right? I'm not going anywhere. But I think the shocker was, you know, we saw a lot of talent in that first round that was on the other side of the board.
Yeah.
And they did not address that. And then we was getting ready to end the podcast. We said, you know what? Let's go all the way to the last pick of the first round to see if the Falcons do trade up. And then there was nothing. But here's the good thing. I know there's a day two. And I know there's a day three. So I want to see all the draft picks to then finalize how the draft looks. But the first pick is definitely a shocker. But it was on our one time for the fan draft board. Penix was there. Penix was on our draft board. We took, there's a bunch of players that we put a bunch of players in the basket, right? And it wasn't just Dallas Turner. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just Latu. It wasn't just Jared Verse. We had cornerbacks in there, right? We had wide receivers in there, right? Because we knew we did our homework and the Falcons could go this route. And if it was the route, all right, cool. Then the name was there. We talked about it.
Yeah,
we was going to be really shocked if they would have went somebody that we did not expect them to go, right? I mean, we saw a shocker last night with even Bo Nix going as high as he went, mm-hmm. or Jason McCarthy going to the Vikings, right?
Yep.
Dallas Turner dropping back out of the top 10, mm-hmm. right? So there are some things that other teams saw too as well, mm-hmm. that we do not know about. But we mentioned on this podcast that if fans were to sit down with Terry, if fans were to sit down with Raheem and anybody that was in that war room last night, it's a totally different draft board than what we talk about here on this channel. and other content creators too. Because the Falcons went quarterback, they are protecting what they said last night, their future. And first of all, at midnight, going live, we was getting ready to end the podcast, and then next thing you know, Falcons press conference set up. It's like, are you kidding me? We just did 4.5 hours. And a Falcons press conference getting ready to happen at midnight. And the chat was going crazy for the Falcons press conference because why? You selected a quarterback. But the amount of comments that came in last night, like, what are you doing, Falcons? This is embarrassing, Falcons. I cannot believe you did this, Falcons. A lot of them still going to be in the Benz week one.
Oh, it's just
people are frustrated right now, and I can understand that, right? I'm shocked. I don't play on the team. I don't coach. I don't have no decision-making in what the Falcons do. But as a fan, I'm still going to be there week one. I'm still going to be there week two. Ain't going nowhere. But I'm going to be looking at this decision down the line to say, well, we hope in the next 4 years we get a ring with Kurt. Or the next 2.5 years now, it looks like, two or three years. We hope it happens.
It could be three. You know, I mean, and that, and, you know, if Kirk, let's say we do win a Super Bowl, you know, year two, and Kirk is playing at an unbelievable level, you can't just yank him out year three. You can't do that. You know what I mean? It just, so we, you don't know. Good morning, Q. But
it's a tough decision because if Kurt is playing at an all-time level this year, next year, playoffs, making it to the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl or gets us one, when are you going to play Penix at that point? But then again, maybe Kurt may retire after the big one. We don't know if Kurt – let's just say Kurt wins the ring in 2 years. What, he's going to be 39?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to retire because everything he's put out there, right, is that he wanted to be here for the full 4 years. That's everything you put out there. From everything I've read, I want to retire a Falcon, but, you know, I want to do everything I can so that I can be here the entire 4 years. And I mean, hey, look it, man, let's get through 2024. I understand. I get it. You know, I can see the logic in the decision. My concern is just about the execution prior to and the execution going forward, because guess what? Kurt's going to need to be dad to Michael Penix, and Michael Penix is going to be son, is going to need to be son to Kurt. The two quarterbacks on this team are going to have to be simpatico.
They're going to
support each other, because let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. These news pundits are going to try it. They're already trying it. Right.
It's usually the outside the community.
Oh, yeah. Media.
It's not the ones that's here that's seeing, you know, what their Falcons are doing. But, I mean, they asked the questions last night. You heard it in the press conference. They asked the questions like, bruh, what's going on here?
Right. They did. And I understand that. But, again, if anybody can pull this off, it's Raheem, because he's such a dynamic, charismatic leader. Mm-hmm. And I believe, from what I've seen, Raheem is about that business. You know what I mean? He said he was going to do this, and he did it. So, I get it, but it's all about the execution. So
we'll see. About the execution. You know what's funny about that execution word, man? I remember hearing that back when 2016.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan kept talking about it, that execution, man. It was all about the execution. Well, hey, we'll see what it does this year. Q Lavender's in the chat. Chat is live. Chat is lit. Good morning, Falcon fans. Breakfast with one time for the fan. You know, we couldn't do it last week. I was out the country, but I'm back. Terry's back. Big shout out to Bodie last night.
Bodie!
For joining us. Big shout out to Chase, too, as well. I know he had his channel going.
What up, Chase?
With DFU. What's up, other content Chase? Creators were live, too, as well. Big shout out to Miles Garrett. A lot of not content creators, media, respected journalists that cover the Falcons very well, was out in Detroit, and it was also, you know, live tweeting, too, as well. And then, of course, big shout out to the fans, every single Falcon fan. Because at the end of the day, we still put these colors on. We're still going to rep this team. But everybody has their opinion about what's going on with the Falcons, right? And we respect it here on One Time for the Fan. Q Lavender is in the chat. Falcon fans on Facebook, you want to head on over to YouTube. You can hit that like, share, and subscribe button. There's some problems with StreamYard, right? So I know it's allowing me to stream, but they've been having, like, some Facebook issues where it's like, we don't know if you're streaming on Facebook or if you are. I don't know.
Okay.
So I know for fans that's on Facebook, if you head over to YouTube, and hit the subscribe button or like button or share button, drop a comment. You know, it's a little bit easier to keep up what we got going on because YouTube doesn't ever, no problems with them. No problems with them. No problem. Marcus Woods in the chat with the Rise Up. Big shout out to Marcus Woods.
What's up, Marcus?
In the chat. Cheryl Norwood Gibbons in the chat. You know we love talking with the chat too as well. Die Hard out here in these Detroit streets. Rise up, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Cheryl's on your day two. You out there on your day two this morning, Cheryl. I see you. I see it. Not to mention, Cheryl's also Rise Up Tour fan club too as well. And we have a big, 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 big schedule release podcast coming up when the schedule drops with some Rise Up Tour fan club members. For those that do not know about the Rise Up Tour fan club, it's a great, amazing group that me and my friend started back a couple years ago. And some of y'all have heard what we do on the road. We don't really care too much about the home game because most of us are season ticket holders anyway. But when we go on the road, we put on these crazy, crazy events. Like Falcon fans are packed out 300-400 deep, probably even more than that. A lot of times, you know, now we're getting, you know, bigger spaces because we're bringing way more fans than what it is. But when we travel on the road, we really put on for the Falcons, man. So
I have one question.
What's up, man?
When you travel on the road, do you carry that big Rise Up Tour energy? I had to do it.
Shit. I'm not going to say, I'm going to get Carrie in here anytime we get on these type of subjects. Because Carrie's allowed to say this without saying no Diddy. But for me, I think Falcon fans have seen us on the road. You guys know what we do at the half times at the games, making a shit ton of noise. Sometimes security gets called on us because we kind of turn up. A lot of the parties that we put on too as well. And then we got more, some other events too as well that fans do not know about. But yeah, man, the Rise Up Tour fan club. We have a big scheduled release podcast coming up. So Cheryl, wouldn't mind if you want to jump on the podcast and talk Falcons with us. For that show right there. Come Sullivan on. Sullivan's here.
Come on.
Oh, Sully. Shucky Ducky.
What up, Sully?
Sully is back.
What's up?
Shucky Ducky saw the chat last night. He saw what was going on, man. Bodie was in the chat. Bodie. So Bodie's got a lot going on too as well. Big shout to Bodie for popping up, talking Falcons football with us. Ballhead Falcons fan said, all they did was get our future quarterback. They don't have to search for a quarterback after Kirk Dunn. And if you're good, we won't have a top 10 pick for the next 10 years. I understand that. Oh, I'm perfectly fine with that. I see the vision. Raheem talked about that on the call the night before with the season ticket holders.
That's
about
right.
The vision.
He gets the bald head salute.
Shit.
That's to you, sir.
Bald head Falcons fan gets the bald head salute.
He gets the bald head salute.
From Terry.
He gets the bald head. From Uncle T. Will. He gets the bald head salute. That's right. No, but in all seriousness, look, I see it. I understand it. I get it. I've had a night to digest it. So let's go, man. Let's go. Like, you know, what do you think we do in three today? You know, Jeff, what are your thoughts?
Oh, we're definitely getting ready to get to that here on One Time for the Fan. The chat is live and lit, Terry. I'm about to catch up to the chat.
That's what's up.
As we go through these comments. But yes, day two is something to watch for because now fans can say, all right, Terry, we slept on the situation with the quarterback. Now, you know, give us something here for day two. Man, there's still a lot of talent available. And the Falcons have some really good draft picks.
Yeah.
draft spots, actually, where they're sitting right now.
They do.
I think they're getting, what, two picks in the first 20 coming up shortly here. So they're about to go ahead and go crazy. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the numbers here.
They got 43, 74, and 79, right?
Or okay.
I think. I'm not sure.
Here you go. They are round two to have 43, then round three to have 74, then round three to have also 79,
that's
round four to have 109, round five to have 143, which I think they package somewhere around four and five.
Yeah.
I think they package something because either you took the panic situation because – you were worried about the severe punishment for next year that some fans are saying?
Yeah.
With the tampering? Maybe that's why they took panics because they're saying, well, we don't plan on drafting a top 10 pick again for the next couple years. Well, that's good because I see playoffs and, you know, bigger things coming to this team.
Yeah.
But some fans are also saying, well, I think you're going to get hit with that tampering stuff next year pretty bad. So that's why you guys went after the quarterback, right? But then again.
It could have been. It could have been. It could have been. These variables that you know, contributed to that decision.
Terry, but I've also seen not calling out the Falcons. I'm not doing that. I've also seen people kind of not like lather away out of it, but kind of like, you know, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the decision. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen that before too, as well. Not with the Falcons, but with other franchises.
Yeah, but to their credit, I think they were the antithesis of leave me alone, because that's why they had the press conference last night.
Yeah, the press conference was a bit much midnight.
Well, it was, but guess what? It was appropriate because you needed to be you needed to answer for that.
Why not have it right after the pick though? Even if you're still watching the board, like, why not have it even like around pick 15, pick 20? Like,
they could have been, because we don't know if there were not efforts to trade back up into the first round. Ultimately, it didn't result in that, but there could have been ongoing conversations.
We can easily find out today that the Falcons did try to trade back up into the last round. That's how the media works, right? We're talking right here on the channel. We don't know what's going on. An hour later, here comes some report. Falcons tried their hardest to trade back up into the first round, XYZ. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could come out today.
Yeah.
So fans, sometimes you just need to just relax.
As Aaron Rodgers says, relax. R-E-L-A-X. And I agree with you, William. I agree with you 100%. I agree.
Falcon fans, some of y'all are at work. Some of y'all are working out. Some of y'all are sitting in traffic. Some of y'all are getting ready to go start your day. But at the end of the day, we're Falcon fans.
Yep.
Right? The decision was made. We got to move forward. And for you all in the chat, rise up, man. Like,
rise up.
We're gonna win if it's Kurt on the field, if it's Penix on the field. Let's trust everything around Michael Penix, right? Let's trust everything around Kirk Cousins, right? There's a team here, it's a team game, right? And I feel everybody, I'm telling y'all, I understand how y'all feel, because there are fans that are pissed about this, and I mean pissed, bro. They're joking. I'm in a couple chats where I'm not even gonna say some of the comments. So I see it. But the fans are always going at me saying, here goes Jack. I know you're going to support that shit. Man, I'm a Falcon fan, and that's the organization's
move. Absolutely.
But then again, I'm still shocked that it wasn't me.
Right.
It was my football.
Damn right. 80 on the run.
Hey. I got to do this. I'm going to do a video for y'all. I'm going to take the camera out to the park and do this video for y'all so y'all can see this 80 on the run.
Got
to
do it. Fucking
throw is perfect.
Got to do it.
Perfect. And just to set up Drake London on a pass. Drake, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stiff on the edge rush. Get off.
So Michael feels like we have a quarterback competition. I don't. You don't pay somebody $180 million for a
competition. They said Kurt is now. Michael is the future.
There you go.
If Kurt is not ready to go, which I don't think that's not going to happen. I see Kurt out there right now working out with the team, and you've seen some of the photos.
Yeah.
I think Kurt is ready to go, right? Yeah. Some of y'all saw him at the Atlanta United game. Some of y'all saw him at the Braves game. I had a couple of friends that was like, he's not throwing the baseball off his throwing foot. Look, they tried to break down him throwing the ball to the catcher at the Braves game. I was like, yo, hold on, bro. Like,
this guy's not a pitcher. It's
still like 2-3 months before the season starts.
He's not a pitcher. And he's not a pitcher. There's a difference. There's a difference.
Prince Kale's in the chat. The NFL is soft, but the fans are even softer. This is football. Ain't no room for emotions and personal feelings. You know what they say. Listen to the fans. End up in the stands. Wait, Prince Kale's in the chat. Prince Kale's in the chat.
Wow.
Prince Kale said, where you at?
Wow.
I see him. Beep, beep, beep. Quick snipe.
That's a drop.
Quick snipe.
That feels like that's a drop the mic, man. It feels like you
dropped
the
mic. I have to invite Prince Kale to the podcast.
Damn.
Prince Kale, where you been, man?
Yeah, that's a drop the mic moment right there.
Fans have their business. We love this. This is what one time for the fan is. Bro, y'all know when I started this podcast. I mean, one time is how we talk out here in Atlanta, man. People say one time for the one time. You know, that's how jokers talk out here. But it's one time for the fan. I'm a fan. You're a fan. Terry's a fan. Prince Kale, Atlanta Dog, Sullivan, Carrie, Lisa Shepherd. So many people here in the chat are fans, right? This is y'all platform. One time for the fan. Y'all are the fans. We are the fan. Denzel Tiller's in the chat. He said, it depends on if they fix the defense with the rest of the draft. I think they're going to do that. They talked about it last night. We're going to select some draft. We're going to select some defensive players. We're going to select some offensive players. Falcon fans, let's let them get through the draft first, and then we'll go over everything. But the only thing I was kind of upset about, and this isn't jokes about me being quarterback and all this shit. I mean, I just wanted to see my first round pick on the field, week one.
Mm-hmm.
That was my biggest thing. What I was taken away from, not only welcoming the newest member of the Atlanta Falcon, but I wanted to see my week one pick on the field. I don't want to see him on the sideline when my round two, three, four, five. Hell, my seventh pick might be coming out there. Mm-hmm. Hell, my walk-on might be coming out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding the clipboard for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to see that. But I do know that when you're developing a player, he's going to get some time to play.
Right.
Right. There's going to be games where Kirk Cousins that were up by 20 points. Bro, we're putting up this stacked-ass lineup, stacked-ass roster. There's going to be times where Kirk's out the game with 6 minutes left to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Penix is in. And it's not going to hurt you because you're still going to win the game. Because we're going to bust somebody's ass this year. It might be the Panthers. I can see Penix putting up like 3 touchdowns on the Panthers in like the third quarter. And we beat them by, it's like 56-0.
Let me tell you something. According to Philip from DCU, it's about 8 teams. We just going to bust their ass 35 to 10, man.
There's some teams that we're going to bust their ass this year that you know Penix is going to get in.
Yeah.
And don't let it be at a home game because fans are going to be like, oh, shit. Oh, hold on. How much we up by? Hey. And here goes the away fans leaving. You know how it is when we busting their ass. It's about to happen this year.
Yeah.
If that 2016 feeling is coming back that Raheem talked about, we were cooking teams back then. We were cooking them. By the half, we know that they were cooked.
Yeah, it was over.
Third quarter was just – you remember that Seattle game and that Packer game? They were cooked.
Yeah.
We were cooking teams in 2016.
Yeah.
So that's the feeling that they get.
Yeah.
Remember the Rams with Matthew Stafford a couple years ago when they won? They were cooking teams.
Yeah.
So they keep talking about Shanahan and Sean McVay and Mike LaFleur, and that's the offense they're running. Zach Robinson, this high-flying offense. Kirk Cousins, 4,000-yard passer, 4,500-yard passer. He almost hit 5,000 the year we went to the Super Bowl. Bro, they got their strategy. I don't know it, but they got it.
Yeah, they do.
They got the strategy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be sitting in the stands like, hey, yo, give me another drink.
Yeah,
we got to score again.
Yeah,
I'm all for it, man. Because I want to see some wins out here. Teams are still saying 11 wins. Fans are still saying 11 wins. The Penix pick didn't stop the wins. Now,
no,
we still getting the 10 plus wins. Agreed. I see it.
Agreed.
Oh God, now he wants to go. I bet he wants to go live too. Now, I bet he wants to join the podcast too. Now,
who that?
Let's see. You didn't get enough in the chat last night with the roasting. Man,
are you live right now?
I'm live right now. Why are you not in the chat?
Oh my God, man.
Is that Bodie?
Nah, that's Diz. That's DJ Towns. Did they find the Mustang? I saw you posted the location this morning. Did they find the Mustang? Hey, man, I'm live, man. Join the chat, man. Oh, God. He's finna come in here and start roasting, man.
Yeah, he did
not like the Michael Penix pick. His comment last night was Falcons going to do what the Falcons do.
He was on one. He was
upset last night.
He and Scott were both dropping, but although Scott was dropping different kind of bombs, but yeah, they were.
Falcon fans in the chat, Kool-Aid and Cooper DeJean still there.
Yeah. No, I think Cooper DeJean went last night. He did go.
He went 31, yeah. 30, didn't he?
Yeah, he went. I know he went.
He went after Tyrion. What's a boy's name?
You know I'm the last person to remember, Jack.
I'm gonna pull it up. We were so stuck on that damn.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr., man. Falcons shot the world last night. Damon Jones in the chat. I slept fine, but this move is bad. Falcon fans, I'm giving y'all the platform. Say what y'all got to say.
Say what you got
to
say.
Just don't be disrespectful to the organization.
Say what you chest.
Yeah. Carla Wiggins said, Falcons been asking for this dynamic, and when we do it, it's all, oh, my God. Hey.
Yeah.
Falcon fans in the chat. DSGB Hall. Well, they said they don't expect us to draft this high in a while, and plus the other players everyone wanted dropped, and we didn't reach for a defensive player. We got our quarterback of the future. It's 7:52 in the morning over there where DSGB Hall is, and he's talking Falcons football.
What
does that not show you all that this shit is real? Falcon fans. Hey,
this dude is dedicated, man.
Dedication. Oh, Dwayne Ruff is on there too. He's on that. He's on that 752 time too.
That's what's up. That's what's up, D Ruff. Hey, but I've never seen DSGB miss a that I can recall. I've never seen him miss a podcast.
Atlanta Dogs in the chat, who was here with us for 4 hours last night. One thing the Falcons are good at is dividing the fans. Shit. Doesn't every team get this though? Like, look at like there were Jets fans that were pissed last night. Right? There were a couple of fans that were like, what are we doing? But that's how every team has that in their fan base. Y'all know that. Let's be real. Y'all know that. Every team has this in their fan base. But Falcon fans are live. Falcon fans are lit, man. This is what the chat is all about. One time for the fan. Breakfast with one time for the fan. Raheem and Terry standing on business is something that you guys are going to be seeing for a long time. Because if this does work out, they're going to bring a championship to the city. And fans are going to be excited. Terry, even with the Michael Penix move, you hear Raheem, you hear Terry. They're standing on business. How do you feel with just their leadership so far, even with the Penix move? Does it change who you are as a fan right now going forward? Are you worried about the season going forward? Like, are you worried about this roster after they selected Penix? Or are you just waiting to see everything play out? Just give your thoughts about Raheem and Terry's right now decision-making.
I'm not worried about Raheem and Terry Fontenot because they seem to be dynamic leaders, right? Right. Raheem is a dynamic leader, and we're just not hearing about this now. Like, Raheem has been that guy for quite a while. So from that perspective, I think if there's one person that can rally the troops behind this move, that can explain it and ultimately let it sink in and get everybody on the same page, it's Raheem. I don't worry about Raheem, and I don't worry about Terry Fontenot. My concern is the outside forces that will continuously be yapping at the heels of the Falcons anytime there's a perceived misstep. Like, you just gave them, what's up, Phillip? What's up? Hey, 35-10, Phillip. We whooping ass, man, 10 times this year. Done deal. 35-10, Phillip. All you, baby. But that's my concern. I'm not concerned about Flowery Branch at all. I think that with the leaders that you have in that room, right? With the leaders that you have, you got Kirk Cousins, you got Grady Jarrett, you got this is an experienced locker room. This isn't a bunch of rookies that need guidance. You got a few rookies on there, but this is an
experience. Some very good veterans in that locker room.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they'll be fine. Now, will it take them a minute to? Yeah, it probably will. But once the dust is settled and everybody's in the same place, I believe we're going to get everybody pulling in the same direction. Look, Grady was there for 2016. You don't think he wants some redemption?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he wants some get back? You don't think
store.
This is probably his best opportunity to make a deep playoff run since 2016 or 2017 when we lost to the Eagles. So, you know, it's in their best interest to rally the troops and get everybody on the same page. I don't worry about them. My concern is just, look, the media is not going to forget about this. They're not going to stop. We will be hearing about this decision 6 months from now, hopefully, you know, on our way to a Super Bowl, but they're not going to stop. So that's how I feel about it.
Fans, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. These are the comments from the fans in the chat. You know, we love talking with the fans, so the platform is y'all's, man. Talk about Michael Penix, talk about the decision making so far with the round one with the first pick. I mean, I'm still on that damn run from last night. with the pick in the draft with Michael Penix, I know how fans feel, so I want y'all to sound off, right? Because most of y'all was in either Discords or Twitter feeds or Facebook groups or probably on the phone with your friends or however, chatting about this last night. So now you get the opportunity to show up here on the platform on One Time for the Fan and let us know how you feel, right?
Get it off your chest.
How you feel. Get it off your chest. It doesn't change who you are as a fan because we understand that there are fans. You put all the Falcon fans in one room everybody's a fan. And as soon as you say, do you like the pick, step to the right, and you could get people just start arguing and all that back and forth shit. But we do understand that the Falcons have made this decision, and I'm ready to see what it brings, because I'm going to be here for the next 2 years to 4 years to 6 years to 8 years. So I will see Penix play. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see Kirk play. I'm going to be here. But I know some fans are shocked at the decision-making. Tyreek Johnson in the chat. Good morning, fellas. With this Penix pick, he has to play after 2 years sitting behind Kirk. If he sits longer than that, he's damn near 30 by then.
This kind of reminds me a little bit, and some of y'all are a little young, but this kind of reminds me of a Joe Montana, Steve Young situation. Mm. If that's the case, it's good, because they were both successful and both Hall of Famers. So there are multiple ways of looking at this, right? What up, DJ?
This is a lot of ways to look at this, Falco fans.
Yeah, multiple ways of looking at it.
Hit that like, hit that share and subscribe button. We want to make sure that fans understand that we are comfortable with the decision, but it still shocked us last night.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Day two is here. And there's some names on the board that I think some Falco fans are expecting the Falcons to go draft. Johnny Newton is one of them.
Yep.
And if the Falcons do get a chance to move up and select this kid, I'm sure Falcon fans will go crazy, not only in the chats, but, of course, across social media, too, as well. There's a couple cornerbacks that's there, too, available. I think the Falcons could look at. Maybe they go wide receiver. But a day two shocker would be to go get an offensive lineman right now at that pick. Right? So it's kind of like.
I'm glad you
brought. What is going on here?
Jack, I'm glad you brought that up, because my question to you, Michael Penix, being a left-handed quarterback, and when is Caleb McGarry's quarterback contract up?
If I'm not mistaken, it'll be after next year.
Okay, because Caleb will be his blind side blocker because he's left-handed.
Went to Washington, though.
You said what?
Went to Washington. So he's a Husky. Just like Michael Penix.
I just need you to.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Understand. But, you know, it's a big difference between being somebody's blind side blocker.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you'd want your best tackle on the blind side, because that's your blind side blocker where you're not going to see it. So that's another reason to me why you definitely won't see him start for at least 2 to potentially 3 years. Because you got, and again, no disrespect to McGarry, pass blocking is not his strength. He's a great run blocker, right? Mm-hmm. But he can be had on that pass block. You put a left-handed quarterback in there, you better have somebody over there that I'd feel more comfortable if Jake was over there on the left side, which we know, or whatever side would be to.
If they draft that blind side blocker for Penix right now with this pick coming up today, with the first pick, they're setting up definitely for the future.
If you draft that guy, you setting up for how soon in the future?
I mean, you drafted a quarterback and then you went to go draft a tackle with the next pick. Like, I don't.
I'm
hoping that's not the move right now. I do see a bunch of defensive talent, but then again, I'm not the organization. They did talk about today last night.
That's true.
We're going to draft some defensive players. We're going to draft some offensive players, which every team is.
Yeah.
But I want to see heavy on defense now. Go wow us now, Terry and Raheem. Bring in those dogs is going to help get this team, especially defensively, over the hump. Yeah. You see what we can do offensively, right? All right, you drafted Penix, cool. That's the future. But Kirk Cousins, Drake London, you've seen the numbers with Drake, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Mooney, Rondell Moore. They're going to get another wide receiver. I think I'm just going to go here because, I mean, ain't no mock type shit going on. But I see the Falcons probably going and get a defensive player with this next pick and then getting a wide receiver. Or it could be flip-flop. Wide receiver coming up next, and then a defensive pick.
Was Adonde Mitchell taken last night?
A.D. Mitchell?
Yeah.
Let me pull this up. If AD Mitchell's still on the board, I mean, there's a couple guys you can kind of move up for.
AD, you got Kool-Aid, you got Johnny Newton.
Johnny Newton, you have to, man, that's a guy where I'm like, bro, come on. You got to get up there and get him.
He was on a lot of first round.
Nope. AD Mitchell was not selected.
Okay, so you got AD, you got Kool-Aid. You got
Xavier Legette, Ricky Purcell, Nate Wiggins, Tyler Gotton, Xavier Worthy. So you do have some really good talent.
You still got Rakestraw out there as a cornerback. So you got Rakestraw and Kool-Aid. Brian Thomas Jr. was taken last night, right? I want to say he was.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'll cross him off my list.
Some day two talent Falcon fans are going to be excited about. I'm not even tripping over it. By the time Penix hits the field, you will have to pay both Pitts and London, but won't have the money to do that because Cousins has their money. Scott Carissick, salary cap guy, he's going to be back with us Sunday night, breaking down the numbers and, you know, finding out how the Falcons going to be able to look over these contract situation with these rookies. Hey, man, Michael Penix is here. Michael Nellums in the chat. Michael Nellums is in the chat, not Michael Penix. One thing for sure, the Penix Jr. pick has Atlanta relevant and talked about now on TV. I love the pick.
You're definitely being talked about on TV, buddy. You definitely, Michael. We're going to be talked about on TV through at least the weekend. This is not going anywhere, so I would agree with that.
Berto's in the chat. Morning, fellas. Morning, Berto! All in the chat.
Berto! What's
Berto's,
up?
Berto's good about this. His Michael Penix mock draft was one that went viral.
Berto is a sage, man. Berto is that dude. Should we call him Berto Damas?
Not Berto Damas.
Is that his new name? Berto Damas?
Sheesh. Got 95 North Falcons talk show. Kimberly McDowell said it's also like the Chiefs, Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. It will be nice to have the same success.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Miss Kim. That is a good point.
Michael's in the chat. He said, if we take Newton, will Grady be mad then? Nah. They tweeted out, I forget who tweeted it, the Grady Jarrett, help me on the line. What was it? I think it was Zach Klein that tweeted it. Either Zach Klein or Myles Garrett tweeted it after the Michael Penix pick about, you know, getting Grady some help on the line. But I think they attack it today. I think they get after it because they got 8 picks.
Yeah.
Look, another media outlet is talking about the Falcons right now. We've been on this podcast about 3 different media outlets since I changed the channel. Falcons, Panics.
I'm going to be doing it. Yeah. And that's going to be the entire weekend. So it's it's must see TV, man. Like I can't look away, you know, because it's not going anywhere. But let's see what we do today. I agree with you.
TJ Tampa, Max Melton, players that have
I think you can
been
get
drafted them. On Falcon fans mock the drafts the past couple weeks. These are players that we've been talking about. Johnny Newton too as well. Is a player that's still on the board. Lad McConkey's still on the board too as well. Yeah. You have a couple receivers that's out there. So wherever the Falcons go today, it's just going to be, hey, we got to accept it.
Yeah.
We just got to accept it. It is what it is now at this point. DJ Towns, hell, Kirk had the Falcons being talked about too. Sheesh. Carla Wiggins, they talk about it on First Take. Yeah, I just keep switching channels, man. It's a lot going on over here. But for Falcon fans in the chat, hit that like, hit that share, hit that subscribe button. Great show this morning. Terry, Falcon fans talking Falcons football on a Falcons Friday. This is what it's all about. Chat, I'm glad you all are here. Alejandro Duncan's in the chat, too. It's still a full draft left. It's a long way to go.
That's a good
Mr. point. Duncan, you know we're heading your way this year, Mr. Duncan. Falcons play the Commanders in Washington. So, you know, we're going to be out there having a great time. Of course, you know, we're going to put on some nice events out there too as well, Mr. Duncan. So, can't wait to see you out there at that Falcons Commander game too as well this season. Pamela Johnson's in the chat.
Miss Pam
is in the chat. Love the pick. It's a business decision. I am not mad at the time to address it's time to address the trenches. Pam, you're talking about something where we all know they're going to address the trenches today. Mm-hmm. They're going to address the trenches tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's just who the players that they're going to pick is going to have fans back and forth again. Because everybody was so big on their mock draft, and you should go get this guy. And if you miss out on this guy, that's everybody's opinion. I guarantee you Falcon fans are still going to be going at it today. Mm-hmm. If we go select the wide receiver and Johnny Newton is selected, you know, with right after us, right? Yeah. So they're going to say, why did you do that? Why did you do that? And let's just say you get down to the fourth round with the kid Sweat from Texas. You're going to have fans saying, why didn't you draft him? Mm-hmm. Let's just say Ladd McConkey's on the board. You don't draft him. Why didn't you get him? Mm-hmm. Fans are going to do that. So just be prepared for it, right? Us here at One Time for the Fan, we're going to be ready for our Sunday night podcast where we can come in here and talk about everything the Falcons did over the weekend. He said, hopefully it's not pouring down, raining like that last Washington game. Oh, that shit was bad. Mm. That was bad, man. They had to bring the ponchos out. Mm. But, you know, some of these games this year, of course, looking at the schedule, how they possibly could set up, and we're going to have a schedule release podcast here too as well. They're probably going to give us an outdoor game because we're a dome team, and it's going to be in the winter. I could probably see that Philly game in the winter or that Washington game in the winter. They did us last year. We like that for the Bears. Also, too, for the Jets to send us to New York in December. So that's something to look at. But, of course, you know, I mean, Minnesota's on the schedule. We got Washington on the schedule, right? We got the Giants on the schedule. We got the Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos. I mean, there's going to be a lot of wins here, Falcon fans. I think this team is still playoff ready looking at this roster. And the decision that they made last night is their decision. So we move forward with that. Terry?
Yes, sir.
Go and get ready. Wrap this up, man. I got to get out here and get ready for golf. Still think Ellis is our edge. Jonah Ellis is a player to watch, too, as well. Caden Ellis, little brother. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the Falcons can make a really good amount of selections in the past in the next couple hours, and I am all for it. I am all for it. MacTown Dirty's in the chat. He said, without a true number one deep threat, we get to see how much Kirk made Jefferson or Jefferson made Kirk. Well, MacTown Dirty, that's a good comment. Go back and look at Kirk's stats. Mm-hmm. Even before Justin Jefferson, Kirk was still a really decent quarterback.
Still balling. Yeah,
he was balling. I mean, he had Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen too as well. And then, of course, in Washington, you know, roster wasn't that tight over there. But Kurt was still putting up 4,000 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the elite processing that it talked about. How his not only he's just so accurate, you know, getting the ball to the receivers and so forth, but his decision making. It does remind you of Matt Ryan in a way, right? Because Matt Ryan had those years where Matt Ryan was a good decision maker. Up until that point in his career where, you know, it got ugly. But let's go through Matt Ryan's first couple years. And he was the good decision maker. Good thrower, too, as well.
Yeah.
I mean, look at his passer rating. Same like Kurt, same like Matt. I mean, those guys kept the ball moving. They're pocket passing quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford, too, as well. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers. I mean, those guys are pocket passing quarterbacks. They get a little mobile out the pocket every now and then. Like, Kurt might run on third and three if he gets flushed, right? But he's not designed to run on third and three. Right. But if there's a hole there and he doesn't see nothing open, he might pump fake and go for the slide first down. It might happen once or twice, but that's not his role. His role is to get the ball down the field to the receivers. 1-2, boom, 1-2, boom. But his decision making, I mean, some would say, do you trust Kirk Cousins throwing the ball in the red zone on the goal line, or do you trust Desmond Ridder on the ball throwing the red zone on the goal line?
Oh,
who do you trust? Do you trust Marcus Mariota in the red zone throwing the ball, or Kirk Cousins throwing the ball in the red zone? I think Kirk Cousins' numbers have shown that if he gets down in the red zone, which we will, we're putting a lot on Kirk here too as well. Y'all know that boy Bijan finna eat, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all know Taylor finna eat, right? Mm-hmm. Or Tyler I keep getting them mixed up. Tyler Algier. Mm-hmm. You know Algier finna eat, right? You know mm-hmm. Pitts finna eat, right? We're gonna move the chains.
Right.
It's going to happen. I wouldn't mind seeing them put – let's just say you change up the playbook a little bit. I wouldn't mind seeing them put Penix in the play where he's out there a couple times, too, as well. Not saying bring the Wildcat back, but Penix is mobile, too, as well. But then again, he's a pocket-passing quarterback. They talk about the similarities between him and Kirk Cousins.
Right.
So I'm all for it. But most quarterbacks, you know, even Patrick Mahomes, he'll stand in the pocket and sling it too as well. If you get flushed out the pocket, it happens. So that's where Kurt has to be ready for those moments. Mm-hmm. But if you build the right system around Kurt, there won't be that many times where he does get flushed out the pocket. There mm-hmm. are going to be some games where a team's going to get after it. They're going to say, hey, this guy's 36. Let's swarm him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen. We're going to lose a couple games too as well. But I want to see Kurt, of course, you know, if he gets sacked, get back off the ground. He gets hit hard, get back off the ground. Mm-hmm. We saw that with Matt for so many years. Get back to the huddle. Get this team down the field. Let's go win. Players get banged up all the time. So mm-hmm. I shouldn't be worried about that. And Kurt is still out here trying to play football knowing he's coming off that injury. So he's ready to get banged up too. But then they drafted Michael Penix. They have Taylor Heinicke. But look at the team that they're building around this. I mean, yes. they still have Bijan Robinson. Who's yeah. a phenomenal talent, which you guys are expecting to get over 1,000 on the ground this year. Because that means they might weigh heavy on the run game this year with Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Bijan comes in.
I think it'll be a balance. You know?
Yeah.
I
don't have to put Kurt to throw it 50 times a game.
You don't.
You don't have to. Though fans want to see, because fantasy football, they're going to probably put Kurt out there. You play fantasy football, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know when it comes to numbers. I mean, if you get a guy like Kirk Cousins with this team, you're expecting the Kirk to do what? 275 to 350?
Mm-hmm.
When you had Mariota or Ritter a couple years ago, you couldn't do that, could you?
No, you couldn't.
They were barely getting over 200 yards a game, so you wouldn't start them on your fantasy. But you fantasy people are like, well, we got to put Kurt in so I can win this fantasy league. Because you're expecting him to throw for 350, 400 yards.
Because
mm-hmm. he's been known to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're expecting to go with your homeboys and say, damn, Kirk got four touchdowns. Got like 400 already. It's the third quarter. That's what you're expecting to say because he's been known to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to do that because we have Bijan. We have Tyler. We have a system that I think they get the ball. Look, they're still talking about Michael Penix on a different channel.
They're going to be talking about all day.
I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. Everything they're building right now, I'm all for it. We haven't even seen the Falcons play the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm all for it, right? Carrie's in the chat. Falcons fam, good morning. I'm late to the party, but I'm here.
Carrie!
Carrie, you're early. Trust me.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm not reading this comment. I'm so excited to see what we do today in day two of the draft. We have three picks today. I have so many men, by the way, asking me for a...
pause.
Oh my gosh.
I love it, Carrie.
Carrie's in the chat. She was here talking Falcons football with us for a couple hours last night. Glad to have you here, Carrie.
He also had quite a few touchdowns and was in the top 10 in all-time passing yards, man. I mean, hey, Matt's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah, that's just bottom line. There have been 1,300 quarterbacks. Matt is in the top 10. There's, you know, first Atlanta quarterback to experience two consecutive win seasons. His numbers and his accomplishments speak for themselves. Other than Chris Chandler, the only Atlanta quarterback to take us to a Super Bowl, had a 144 rating in the Super Bowl. Matt is that guy. As far as the Falcons are concerned, And I get it, and that's respect. And if that's how you feel, hey, I get it. But the bottom line is, even with all of that, Matt is still top 10 all-time quarterback, and no comment, and nobody can take anything away from him. So it is what it is. I get it. You feel how you feel. I respect it. You know, you have the right to feel that way. I respect it. But, hey, Matt's Falcons first. Matt's the best Falcon quarterback we've ever had, bar none.
Falcon fans, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Tyree Johnson in the chat. Can't wait to see Penix in the preseason.
Gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting. Hit that like, hit that share, hit that subscribe button. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, wherever you want to find Matt Ryan. Howpool, why are you doing this today? It's 11:15 in the morning. Howpool's in here dropping the F bomb.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a big Matt Ryan fan.
Clearly.
Hal Poole is a season ticket holder, but he's not a big Matt Ryan fan.
Clearly.
That's Matt Ryan. That's his opinion. And
guess what? The two are not mutually exclusive. So, hey, it's okay.
If Matt Ryan would have won him a ring, maybe. But he feels some type of way. And that's Hal Poole. I've seen Hal Poole at the games. He's a fan. I've seen him at a lot of home games. I ran into Hal Poole randomly multiple times talking Falcons. And here goes Hal Poole walking past me talking Falcons. Like, is that Hal Poole? One time he ran up on me. Hey, man, Matt Ryan. What? It's got to be Hal Poole right there.
Yeah, it would have to be. If he led with that, it's probably.
That's the first thing he said. He ran up on me. Man, Matt Ryan.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's it. That's how Falcon fans are, man. Maybe, I mean, that's
lost some money. Maybe he lost a bet on the game. You know, you never know.
Let me tell you something, man. I was at games, Terry, with fans who couldn't stand Matt Ryan. I had to literally get up and walk away and say, I have to go sit somewhere else.
It's a lot of that.
I have to go sit somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that. But, you know, hey, like you say, man, we try to be positive. So I love Michael Vick. I love Matt Ryan. I love Chris Chandler. Hell, I even love Ritter. And maybe what's his name? Butt Fumble, too. Love him a little bit, too. It's about the front of the jersey.
Not right? Mariota.
Whatever. Yeah, I'd love him a little bit, you know, a little. It's about the front of the jersey, man. So, hey, whatever. People have the right to feel how they feel, but quite candidly, I feel like Matt's numbers speak for themselves. So while you have opinions, Matt has facts, and your opinions are not going to stop him from getting into the Hall of Fame. You feel how you want to feel, you know?
Falcon fans, hit that like, hit that share, hit the subscribe button. Terry, it's been great, man. Falcon fans talking Falcons football on a Falcons Friday.
Yes, sir.
What's your shout out so far, man? I mean, we got a long weekend ahead of us, and we did a 4-hour podcast last night. Back today with Friday morning breakfast with One Time for the Fan podcast. We got another one Sunday night. Probably going to have some special guests join us. We got another special guest joining us on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's about to be a busy season for us, Terry. So, platform is yours, sir.
First and foremost, shout out to the fans. Shout out to everyone in this chat, man. Appreciate you guys. Definitely enjoy interacting with you. Shout out to all of the guests we had on the show last night, man. Shout out to, you know, everybody, right? Big Low, LBB, April Showers, the fan from Germany, the Falconator, definitely Scott. Love me some Scott. Always fun.
Had Yuri Jabri.
Miss Carrie. Like, Miss Carrie is one of my new favorites. She was hilarious, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, that was fun. And of course, my man Bodie, man. Bodie always makes it. Bodie's hilarious. His reaction last night was priceless. Thank God. Obviously, waking me up this morning. You know, appreciate it. Thank God. Continue to bless my mother, my wife, my family. And definitely you, sir. Appreciate it. Couldn't do this without you. You keep inviting me. I'll keep coming back. The floor is yours.
Hey, man. Rise up. To all the Falcon fans out there in the chat, for those watching, for those listening, thank you all. Once again, we're moving in the right direction. It's because of you all. That's the only reason why we keep turning on this podcast, is to keep talking Falcons football. Man, we want to see this team win. I'm sure everybody in this chat does. Everybody that's listening does. So yeah, big shout out to Michael Penix, big shout out to the Falcons. They made their decision. We're going to be ready to see what happens from here going forward. Day two is here. So a lot going on, Falcon fans. So go enjoy your Friday. You know, don't be stuck just focusing on what happened yesterday. There's so many days ahead until football starts. So a lot of moves can be made. We're going to sit here and represent the team. You know how we are. As Falcon fans. So
what time is the draft tonight?
I think it starts around middle of the afternoon, right? Day two is pretty, it's like a 5-hour draft. So it starts like what, two? Let me see. Let's see what time we get started here. Matter of fact, I'm just putting it on right there. See this draft, man. What time the draft start, man? NFL draft kickoff 1 p.m. starts at 1 p.m. So probably one. Yeah.
No, it says 7 p.m. 7. Yeah. Tomorrow probably kick off in the afternoon.
But yeah, yeah, rounds two and three, so it starts at 7. So Saturday's probably that early afternoon day.
Yeah.
Which here we might have a pop-up show, but I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, we might even get invited to some other podcasts. So you might see some of us on there, some other channels. But I'm about to go golf and relax and enjoy my Friday. I mean, the Falcons will do what the Falcons are going to do. Falcon fans in the chat with the 7. Appreciate it, y'all. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Even Hal Poole. See, Hal Poole says 7 o'clock.
There you go, Hal. There you go, Hal.
He got other buttons on his keyboard.
Other than the MP.
I think Hal Poole has it auto-corrected. Now, as soon as he types F, he just says, hit send. Everything's going to just pop up there. As soon as he types F. Hal Poole, the way you've been in the chat with this, that F might, the way you put that F, it might be coming before the Falcons, man. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Hal Poole's keyboard sitting there watching him hit F, and then is it going to be A or U next? keyboard's like, hit A for Falcons. Hit A. We're gonna put the Falcons on there.
Hit A.
As soon as he puts that U after it, he already knows what it is. He'll drop them F-bombs. Hal Poole been saying that for a long time. This ain't the first of all, for Falcon fans, this ain't the first time Hal Poole been in the chat. He's been here for years talking Falcons football, but he's also been saying that too as well in the chat for a while. So
at least he's consistent, man.
He's consistent. That's usually like, he says that before he says hello. So that's kind of like his way of saying hello. Like, oh, Hal Poole's
part of his greeting.
Yeah, Hal Poole's in the chat. It's good, man. It's good, man. You're talking to Falcon fans because everybody's just, you know, everybody has their own opinion, man.
Everybody sees the world with their own eyes. You know what I mean? Their own.
It's great. Carrie's in the chat. Appreciate you guys. It was nice to finally meet Terry.
It was Carrie. Let me tell you something. Carrie was that. I think the reason Carrie and I will be inexorably linked going forward. It's just because right before they did it, I was like, so Carrie, what's the one thing? And then it happened, and it's crazy, right? And then, of course, the phrase we won't say that only Carrie can say. So, hey, man, love it. I enjoyed meeting you too, Carrie. It was great. It was, hey, would love to have you back on. So, you know, anytime you feel the need, let's do it.
Come on, Jack. If Penix wins us a ring, you got to say it. No, I can't say it. He was even joking last night. So, Falcon fans in the chat, remember, when you get upset and you're typing fast, right, look at your keyboard. Look at your keyboard. The X is right next to the S, which is right below it. But then there's
over.
Be very careful now, Falcon fans. You might be typing like, you know this guy, Michael.
Hey.
But be careful.
So Jack, over under that in Penix's career, on a report somewhere on Bleacher Report, somebody does that.
Oh, that's gonna happen. Uh-huh. That's gonna happen. I'm taking the over.
Me too. Yeah, I definitely.
It already happened last night. Matter of fact, people were doing it on purpose. I know a couple of people who actually did it on purpose. But hey, that's what they do. Falcon fans, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Shout outs to everybody in the chat. Want to say thank you all for joining us here on Breakfast with One Time for the Fan. We'll be back Sunday night, so don't trip. But of course, we'll be watching the draft and whatever picks the Falcons make this weekend. We will talk about it on Sunday night. And of course, we'll bring some special guests in here to chat it up with you all. But enjoy your Friday. Rise up to you. Rise up to my family, too, as well. Couldn't do this without them, right? Because it takes a lot to have a 4.5-hour stream. And looking over and seeing your daughter like, what are you doing? So
come on, Ed.
Like, it's time to go to bed. I'm trying to go to sleep over here.
It's dark. Dad, come on. What are we doing?
Yeah, but they were watching the draft too as well. My kids turned to me and was like, quarterback?
Did that?
And it was like, sit down. Let me tell you about what's going on here.
Yeah.
But, you know, even for the younger generation that's coming up, you know, they sometimes don't even understand. There's kids that play football that understand this game. And it's like, why would the Falcons even go get a quarterback after getting Kirk Cousins? So, hey, man, we just wanted to say salute and shout out to you all here in the chat. D.A. Hunter too as well. Big shout out to D.A. Hunter. But. Yeah. Everybody makes this platform for the fan is a platform for the fans, from the fans. And we just want to win. So enjoy y'all Friday. We'll see y'all back Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Terry, rise up.